USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. and China are set to reach an agreement addressing the flow of fentanyl. President Biden is expected to announce the deal during his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco on Wednesday. But Republican Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt told Fox Business he doesn't believe the deal will work.
It's not like this is going to stop the flow, and I also don't believe China that they're going to crack down.
The agreement involves China targeting companies producing precursor chemicals for the synthetic opioid. While the Biden administration would lift restrictions on China's Forensic Police Institute, accused of human rights abuses, in return. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. Earlier today, the House voted in favor of a Republican plan to fund some departments until mid-January and the rest through early February at current spending levels. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it has bipartisan support. Chuck Schumer said he would pass the legislation as soon as possible. The newly appointed Speaker of the House, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, expressed his full support for Donald Trump to run for president again in 2024 during an appearance on CNBC.
I have endorsed him wholeheartedly. Look, I was one of the closest allies that President Trump had in Congress. He had a phenomenal first term. Those first 2 years, as you all know, we brought about the greatest economic numbers in the history of the world, not just the country, because his policies worked. And I'm all in for President Trump.
Unionized Starbucks workers are organizing their most significant strike to date on one of the coffee chain's busiest annual days. Starbucks Workers United stated that it is pressing the company to reach an agreement on concerns related to staffing and scheduling. The union is also advocating for the suspension of mobile ordering during major promotional events. This is USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare Benefits Line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
The federal government is releasing the first immigration statistics of the fiscal year. October saw an overall decrease in arrests along the southwest border. The head of Customs Border Protection credits the removal flights to Venezuela. New consumer price numbers show inflation is cooling. The Labor Department says the consumer price index was flat in October, while most economists expected a slight rise. The core CPI, which excludes food and energy, rose 0.2% for the month. Over a century later, the U.S. Army is righting a wrong. Lance Pry has the details.
The Army is formally making a wrong right 106 years later. Black soldiers were convicted of mutiny for their roles in the Houston riots. Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarillo says the military paperwork will be changed showing an honorable discharge. 19 black Army soldiers were executed. Most others received life sentences after they fought with police and residents of a heavily segregated 1917 Houston.
The NBA and auction house Sotheby's are giving basketball fans the chance to own game-worn jerseys from their favorite players. Among them is the jersey worn by rookie sensation Victor Wembanyama in his debut game with the San Antonio Spurs. The jersey is expected to sell for between $80,000 and $120,000. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.